preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
I usually break in up here at North Dakota. This is your country boy, James Kelso, hosting the Trump Phenomenon radio show. Very pleased to have you here listening for the next 60 minutes. If you can stand me for 60 minutes, it's a live show. You're welcome. If you want to improve the show a little, why don't you call in at 800-313-9443 and add your insights. We have the easiest subject to cover anywhere, which, of course, is the Trump phenomenon. Have we had any dull days, boys and girls? Have we had any days when there just wasn't anything to report from Donald John Trump? That's right. The answer, any answer with two letters will do. So we'll take a look at what this extraordinary man has done in the last 24 hours. Once again, I am pleased to report back to you. You know, it all looks good to me. Let me know if I'm missing something. The first good thing that I notice every morning when I wake up and when I figure out that Donald Trump is still alive, that's the first bit of good news I have every day. And that's big good news, actually, because the people who hate Donald Trump hate him enough to get rid of him. And they have the power to do that, don't they? So, and I think the only thing, the thing keeping Donald Trump alive is what you and I, and all of you out there and your many millions of Trump supporters, what we would do if they killed our leader. What would we do? That actually makes them afraid. So, and they should be. So you, all of you out there, you are contributing. You are the reason that Donald Trump wakes up with us every morning. And let's keep it that way. What a gutsy guy. What a gutsy man. Some of you may be taking risks with your life out there. You may be doing some sort of service that is extraordinary, and you know, we salute all of you, but most of us, we don't suffer any kind of risk like that of Donald John Trump. Nothing even remotely approaching the mortal risk that he must undergo 24 hours a day. Don't think he doesn't know how much his enemies, our enemies, hate him. Don't think he doesn't know how much they want him gone. Any way they can make that happen. So that's guts. And is there a moment when he can just say, well, okay, here I am. I can relax. I'm at Mar-a-Lago. Home sweet home. No, he can't relax. Can he relax? He can't relax anywhere. Oh, here I am. I'm on the golf course at Doral. At least I own the golf course, so you know, I don't have to worry here, do I? Yeah, he's got to worry there. And certainly, of course, can't relax in the White House, surrounded by a beehive swarm of people who despise him and despise you. Always add that in there. They despise you. And that's why they despise him. Why do they despise him? Because he has inspired and awakened you. He's the spark plug that got all of us lined up and moving like an army in one direction. And for that, of course, they hate him. That is the reason they hate him. So there's an intimate, inextricable bond between us and the leader that got us lined up. We need him, and he needs us. So, with that, let's see. Let's get to date. What day is it here? One more day. May 20th. 2020. And what did I forget? I gave you the phone number. You can call in. I gave you my name, James Kelso. Did I tell you who I am? And so here we go for the next 60 minutes or so. Donald Trump, of course, yesterday he achieved 80 million followers on his Twitter account. And boy, if those Twitter creeps had their druthers, oh boy, they'd delete Donald Trump faster than you can spit. Boy, they don't want him around. And why do they have to? Let's go back to that inextricable bond between us. Why don't the creeps at Twitter delete Donald Trump? He's just one guy. He's just one account. Well, that would be easy to delete, would it not? Oh, I'll tell you why they don't delete him. Because we'd come down like a firestorm on Twitter if they did that. Firestorm wouldn't know what hit him. I mean, Twitter wouldn't know what hit him. It'd be a firestorm, all right. They'd have hell to pay if they deleted Donald Trump. We'd quit that website so fast, we'd dump that website so fast, and we'd dump anybody that goes on there. They think they know how to do boycotts? They ain't seen a boycott yet till if they dump Donald Trump. Oh, boy. So the Twitter people know that. That's why they leave Donald Trump alone. Let's see what he has to say here. He says, right at the top, here's one 6 hours ago. Michigan sends absentee ballot. Remember, Michigan's the state with this Gretchen Whitmer person in the leather, you know, the tight black leather that she amply fills. And that lipstick, I don't know, dark red lipstick. She must have high stiletto heels on. And I just see her. I just know somewhere in that leather there's a whip. I just know it. And so, you know, maybe Joe Biden's into bondage. You know, so she might be his pick for VP, a dominatrix. We don't know. We don't know where Joe's going to go with this. Michigan sends Michigan, meaning she's the, you know, the Fuhrer of Michigan. So this is her call. Michigan sends absentee ballot applications to 7.7 million people ahead of primaries and the general election. This was done illegally and without authorization by a rogue Secretary of State. I will ask to hold up funding to Michigan if they want to go down this voter fraud path. Very good, Donald Trump. Not going to pull a fast one on him. Here's another tweet 9 hours ago. These are all gems, are they not? Remember the days of our lives when you and I hoped in vain for a leader who would say such things as that last tweet or this next one that's coming up and all the rest. They're all gems. Was George W. Bush capable of ever saying anything like anything Donald Trump says? No. Or his father? No. Or, you know, any of the others? John McCain as your leader? I don't think so. Mitt Romney as our leader? Oh, my goodness. Please, no. We finally got a leader. How did it happen? Gee whiz. Here's a tweet 9 hours ago. Crazy Bernie Sanders is not a fighter. He gives up too easy. The Democrat establishment, the Dem establishment gets Alfred E. Newman, Mayor Pete, and Amy Klobuchar to quit and endorse Sleepy Joe before Super Tuesday, and gets Pocahontas to stay in the race, taking thousands of votes from Bernie. He would have beaten Sleepy Joe in a landslide every state if these events didn't happen. Even if Warren just dropped out, he would have easily won. Dems did it to him with crooked Hillary, and now even more so. And Bernie doesn't even complain. Okay, then here, vote for Trump on trade. Better than BS. Okay. That's Bernie Sanders, in case you were thinking it meant something else. Of course, it means both. That's great. Here's a great one. A little family news here. Congratulations to my daughter, Tiffany, on graduating from Georgetown Law. Great student, great school, just what I need is a lawyer in the family. Proud of you, Tiff. Oh, I love that one. And let's hope she does get into the fray as a great attorney. Soon, I know she will, but let's hope she gets in soon. He's right. We all need her. Let's see here. Let's find another gem here. There's a lot of tweets here that are directed at particular cities. Here we go. Here's general news that applies to all of us. Now that our country is transitioning back to greatness, I am considering rescheduling the G7. That's the group of seven summit. Who are in the G7? I'll remember in just a moment. On the same or similar date in Washington, D.C., at the legendary Camp David. The other members are also beginning their comeback. It would be a great sign to all. Normalization. You bet, you bet. And, you know, one of the best sign of normalization that I want to see, and, of course, all of us want to see, Trump rallies. Oh, yes. We want those Trump rallies back. Bigger and better than ever. And, I mean, I'll tell you, some genius out there, come on, come up with some ideas on ways that we can get these rallies sooner than later. Like maybe, how about this? I'll throw an idea out there. I want to see a rally with 100,000 people. I've been to two that had, you know, like 20,000. I want to see the 100,000 rally. So how could we do that? And let's say these pukes and these delusionists of the coronavirus hysteria, if we still have to somewhat cater to their hysteria, we still have to put the stupid masks on. And thank you, Mr. President, for not doing that. But if we still have to pretend we take them seriously, how about an event? You know, I saw a great graduation. Was it the Air Force Academy? They had a graduation where they had all the cadets spaced out, you know, in perfect square, perfect formation, knife edge, you know, military style. And it was elegant. It was magnificent. It didn't look wimpy the way Fauci and Burks look when they're standing behind the president with their masks on. And, you know, I'm liking the fact that he's not even putting them up on the platform anymore. Gee, the less of them we see, the better. Anyway, I love that. Look, maybe we could have a rally with 100,000 patriots where we're like, you know, military style. You know, we touch fingers, arms length, arms distance. That's about 6 feet, you know, 2-3 foot arms kind of. And we all get into a huge, huge formation, like covering the entirety of Talladega or the entirety of Daytona or, you know, some huge field somewhere. 100,000 of us with a Trump rally. And, you know, we're socially distanced. It would be so much better not to have to do that junk. Let's just get 100,000 people just jumbled together. No masks. Loving it. Screaming our heads off. Aerosols and spray and spit going everywhere. The way we used to, folks. The way we always have. The way that we do in the real world. My God, aerosols. Oh, gee, a germ, a bug got on me. Oh, my God. Oh, gee whiz. Oh, lock me up. A bug got on me, a germ. It's going to kill me. Oh, and then I'm going to breathe on somebody, and then it's going to exponentially, like a chain reaction, within a matter of seconds, everyone in the world will be dead. It will transmit that fast. Yes, people, these germs, you've heard about these germs, haven't you? You come in contact with one of those germs, it just looks at you. You're dead, dead as a doornail. It just needs to feed on you long enough to shed, you know, to take over a few of your cells and then replicate itself so that the chain reaction can continue and everyone else can be killed as well. You know, Dr. Fauci has told us this, and his girlfriend, Nurse Ratched, Debbie Birx, they've told us this, and they've scared everybody half out of their gourds. And we got to fix that. So let's go back to the president here. Transitioning back to greatness. Yes, it would be a great sign to all. Normalization. Yeah, let's get back to, let's make America great again. Let's be the way we were. Okay, this new normal. Hey, shove it. No, that's not our new normal. Sorry, socialist, communist, social justice warrior, Alinskyite pukes. No, and you know, they all thought this was their moment. They've all like just, they just broken into a run here. They were just sure they had us. They beat us. They're just running, screaming, every stupid plan they ever had, every fantasy they ever had, every Gretchen, they're breaking their Gretchen Whitmers out of the closet. They're getting those whips out and those the black leathers and all that stuff. And they think they're going to work on us with that stuff. Hey, you got another thing coming, Gretchen. Enjoy your stint as governor of Michigan. It's going to be short. Let's see here. Here he goes. Now he's talking to Nevada. They got a pretty pukey situation there in Nevada. State of Nevada thinks that they can send out illegal vote by mail ballots, creating a great voter fraud scenario for the state and the U.S. They can't. If they do, he puts in quotes, see, they think, he says, I think I can hold up funds to the state. Sorry, but you must not cheat in elections. A leader, finally a leader. Here's another one. He just zings these things off. This is the way Shakespeare wrote, you know, this is the way Mozart wrote. You know, he just woke up, these two guys just woke up in the morning and whammo, the best stuff ever put out. They didn't need an eraser, you know, whiteout. They just, bingo. He's pronouncing on China. Some wacko, he writes 12 hours ago, in China just released a statement blaming everybody other than China for the virus, which has now killed hundreds of thousands of people. Please explain to this dope that it was the incompetence of China and nothing else that did this mass worldwide killing. I don't liken that. Please explain to this dope. And when he says some wacko in China, he was probably some kind of a vice premier or, you know, minister of propaganda, something. China's Joseph Goebbels. A wacko in China. Now, here's another one. Bing, bang, bada boom, here they come. This is good. Okay, he compliments somebody on Fox Business, Elizabeth McDonald. She really understands Obamagate. He condemns the pukes and he praises the good ones. Gave her a real thing there. He says this. He says, he quotes Roger Stone on the Lou Dobbs show. Listen to the quote. This is from Roger Stone, who's a patriot like you. I said no to a deal, Lou. If I would be willing to re-remember, in other words, lie, re-remember, they would recommend no jail time, and I said N-O. This president needs to be re-elected, Lou. One of the greatest presidents in my lifetime. I would never give false testimony against him, unquote, Roger Stone. And then here's the president's comment 12 hours ago. Roger Stone has been treated very unfairly. How about that jury forewoman? Does anybody think that was fair? Disgraceful. Stay tuned. Okay. Fox News. Oh, I got to finish this one for you on the other side of the break. Stay tuned.
Manners were praying and hearts beat fast, and everybody thought that they'd breathed their last, except John. Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John. Big
John. Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
When I was a little boy, Mama said to me,
we're back, folks. And oh, it's just getting good. It's, you know, I'll tell you what, the wheels are coming off of the demon rat clown car. I mean, big time. Here's a great tweet from Dan Bongino, retweeted by Donald Trump, which, and I, you know, say this over and over again, I'm not reading from these people that are being retweeted by Donald Trump. I'm reading from Donald Trump. When he retweets something, you might as well consider it said by Donald Trump. That's the point of his retweeting. And it's important, and you can understand that now Dan Bongino, who reaches a big and enthusiastic audience, among whom I count myself, but now Dan Bongino, if he's retweeted by Donald John Trump, he just reached hundreds of times more people. So here's what Bongino's tweet is this, retweeted by the president. What clueless libs and media activists are completely missing in this crisis is that trust in government has been decimated. People are waking up to the reality of government. It's a self-serving enterprise populated with power-hungry individuals acting in their interests, not yours. Nice, Mr. Bongino. And the president is saying, ditto, like Rush Limbaugh, ditto. I agree with you, Dan. Now, here's the one we were reading. Let me go back up here. There's so many. It's, you know, when I get lost here, it's just because there are so many. Let me go back up here. Which one was I reading? It's up here. Yeah, here it is. Roger Stone has been treated very unfairly. How about that jury forewoman? Does anybody think that was fair? This is a left-wing Hillary activist who was made the jury forewoman by the corrupt judge. This makes Bongino's point. We're all realizing now. We're seeing it. The left has come out of the closet. They've exposed themselves in all their putridity. And we've had to look at them. And the public, they were smarter before the liberals, the left wing. They kept themselves in the closet. They kept themselves hidden. So they were able to fool us a little bit. But we won't get fooled again. Because you made a mistake, Mr. and Mrs. Liberal. You came out of the closet. Like that health secretary in, where is it? Where is she? But she's not a she. She's a he. They got a he as their health commissioner. Is it Michigan? She's the one who kept her. Well, he, she, I don't know. It kept its own mother, pulled its own mother out of a old folks home, but then locked all the others and required that the COVID-19 active patients be confined in. Well, it's not funny, is it? Because they killed thousands of people. Yeah. In New Jersey, in New York, these demon rat governors killed thousands of people. He's been treated very unfairly, Roger Stone. And he says, disgraceful, stay tuned. Okay, now what does that mean? What does the president mean when he says stay tuned? I'm about to act. Look out. Look out. Watch out. Heads up. That's what the president's saying. So he's going to do something vis-a-vis Roger Stone, like a big fat pardon. Okay? And then he says, now I'm not sure exactly on the way he's got it written here. Stay tuned, period. Then, new word, Fox News and guys like low-rating psycho Joe Scarborough are allowed to walk the streets? Question mark. Open, cold case. Okay, so that a little bit of mystery in that one. Psycho Joe Scarborough, no mystery there. But Fox News, I'll tell you, the president has been hammering. It appears he's lumping Fox News with psycho Joe Scarborough. And, of course, the president exempts all the heroes at Fox News who don't belong there. They don't belong there. They belong in their own Patriot network. And I'll bet you, the president said, stay tuned on the subject of we need a new network. We do, badly. And I'll bet you behind the scenes, the greatest leader in American history is just as one of his activities, creating that Patriot News network that we never had, that we've always needed. I'll bet you a dollar to a donut Donald Trump is going to create it. Here's another one. The president puts this up. He puts up a video of creepy Joe Biden who can't, his brain is shorting out. He can't remember the name coronavirus or COVID. He can't remember the name coronavirus. So listen to what he says. This has had a million views, thanks to the president.
Some died. Thousands of meatpacker workers got sick, got the virus, and some died. Thousands of meatpacker workers got sick, got the virus, and some died. Thousands of meatpacker workers got sick, got the virus, and some died.
We're loving it, Joe. We're loving it. Please don't drop out of the race. We need you as the champion of the losers. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extend your life with Extendovite. Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With patriotinternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, patriotinternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from patriotinternet.com. Visit patriotinternet.com today.
Don't get me started. I can get riled. Hey, we're back. Hey, don't get Donald John Trump started. He can really get riled. Well, I'll tell you what, it just keeps getting better, folks. I'm going down his tweets, and these are just things of beauty. How does he do it? And be president and do all these other things. It's amazing. But listen to these next two tweets. And these are important because the president retweets them. Here's one right here. This is just a guy on the street. I don't even know what city he's in. Maybe New Jersey, New York, okay? But it's just a guy in a baseball cap on the street, and he's offering his 16-second view of the world. And I salute him for his view, but what's important here is Donald Trump likes it too. And this now has 2 million views. And so here's what Donald Trump thinks about the virus lockdown, shutdown, and the destruction of the American economy. Here's what Donald Trump thinks, spoken through the mouth of you and me, just average people on the street.
5 years, sacrificed my life for coronavirus. I'll take coronavirus over losing my business. Okay, and I guarantee you, 99% of the people who are here will do the same thing. I have to give up my business that I worked 25 years, sacrificed my life for. Okay, for coronavirus, I'll take coronavirus over losing my business.
Put that, shove that in your pipe and smoke it, Anthony Fauchenstein. I mean, that guy just tells the story, does he not? And the president agrees. That's why it's retweeted. You know, this is what's so brilliant about Donald Trump. You know, he talks about we need an alternate channel, an alternate news source. Here it is. We've got it right here. If you're not reading Donald Trump's Twitter account, you're missing it. Now, when Twitter finally, you know, can indulge itself and destroy the Trump account, the whole thing gets moved over. We'll have our own social media. So when Trump says we need our own channel, he means social media, TV, radio. So we get Rush Limbaugh in there on the radio. We get our own social media. We get Sean Hannity leading the TV division. It's all happening. Okay, we get to hear all of them all the time, wall to wall. The saying we have about liberals: how do we know they're lying? Because their lips are moving. This will be a channel. This will be a Patriot Network. Where how do you know they're telling the truth? Their lips are moving. That's the one we want. So here we go. So now let's listen to another one. The president puts up, he retweets somebody who somehow dug out of a PBS NewsHour interview with, you'll remember her name as soon as you hear her voice, better than I do. She's, been on PBS for like about 100 years. But she's interviewing Susan Rice. Now, Susan Rice is coming into the limelight now, as she should have been all along. Remember, she's Barack Obama's, like, gal Friday. She's there in the Oval Office with him all the time, very close to him. And listen to her lie. And you can't see the video, so you can't see her eyes. When the question goes in this direction of what she knew, her eyes start blinking so fast. She is giving any lie detector person, a police interviewer would say, that lady is lying right now. Listen to her.
During the transition, after President Trump had been elected, that he and the people around him may have been caught up in surveillance of foreign individuals and that their identities may have been disclosed. Do you know anything about this?
I know nothing about this.
Did you hear a joke? I know nothing about this. Let's listen to her one more time. All she says is, I know nothing about this. And of course, she knows everything about this. See, this is this January 5th meeting that's coming out where all these key players, Comey and Brennan and Obama and Susan Rice and the whole cast of evil, evil people, were the world had come apart for them. They were sure. Now, let me just throw this idea out here. These pukes on the left were certain that Hillary Clinton was going to beat Donald Trump. If you'll remember, the New York Times forecast on the morning of November 8th, they gave Hillary Clinton a 99% chance of winning that day. Donald Trump, a 1% chance. You know, the New York Times is their paper of record for these pukes. This is what they believed. So, and I'll give you important evidence that Barack Obama really believed that Hillary was certain to win. There are many, many pieces of evidence, but here's one that's pretty convincing. When Donald Trump walked into the Oval Office on January 20th, he was surprised to learn that Barack Obama had left, and I forget the number, but something like 170 federal judge positions vacant. Now, a federal judge is a hugely powerful person, and these are not appointments that you just throw away or neglect. Obama was so sure that Hillary would be able to appoint these 170 or whatever it was judges that he left it to her. He never would have left it to Donald Trump if he had any thought that Trump could win. So I offer this as evidence. Now, connect more dots. Knowing that Hillary's going to win, they knew Hillary was going to win. So what worry did they have about being caught in their felonies? The FISA felonies, the criminality of Brennan, the treason of Clapper, the criminality and treason of Comey and McCabe and Strzok and Page and all of them, hundreds, thousands of them, but hundreds at the top. They weren't that worried because they were sure Hillary, if Hillary comes in, all is forgiven. Nothing will be investigated. Everything will be covered up. Guaranteed. So now imagine the mood on January 5th. Trump was elected. Remember what the Democrats were doing? They were crying. They were wailing. They were gnashing their teeth. They were rending their clothes. They were beside themselves. They had begun their trip into insanity that night that Hillary was defeated. So now by January 5th, they're really freaking out. They're meeting in Obama's office. All these people that have been committing crimes against Trump, trying to beat him. One reason they knew Trump would lose is all the crimes that they had launched against Donald Trump. But somehow it didn't work. And now they're going, oh, what do we do now? Oh, no, Trump is coming in. He's got three-star General Michael Flynn, who hates our guts, who's already been director of the Defense Intelligence Agency. He's coming in as a national security advisor. He's going to nail us to the wall. He knows what we've done. He knows our tricks. We got to get rid of Flynn. So they were having one of the topics there, getting rid of Flynn, directed by Obama, running the show. Obama's a traitor. Obama needs to be tried for treason, convicted and sentenced to the full penalty as prescribed by law. He is a traitor, convicted of treason. So did all of the other people in that room, including Susan Rice. So, I mean, folks, whew, it's getting good. And somehow this stuff, well, not somehow. When you say your prayers at night, put in a prayer for William Barr. William Barr got this stuff out. And John Durham in Connecticut, he got this stuff out. Just a few people. Then a few people like Tom Fitton at Judicial Watch, he actually got documents that were going, they were screaming down the memory hole. And Tom Fitton reached his arm down there and grabbed onto those things, grabbed through the flames and pulled out the scorched shreds of those documents, and he got them for us. Folks, there aren't three or four different Judicial Watch organizations. There aren't three or four Tom Fittons. There's one Tom Fitton, and there's one Judicial Watch. Boy, would we be in up the creek if we didn't have Judicial Watch and a few other, like Sean Hannity and whoever that small coterie of people is around Sean Hannity, around Tucker Carlson, that do research. I mean, they must have a marvelous staff in there. Let's see. Oh, let's go to some callers. Alan in Illinois and then Gregory in California. Alan, what's on your mind?
Okay, sir. Thank you. I have two quick comments. First of all, I want to congratulate you for saying over and over that Mr. Trump should be reelected, but I don't think you're going far enough. I think you should say that Mr. Trump should be made president for life, because there's just Biden and Pelosi just are not human beings. They shouldn't be in office. Now, let me tell you one of the things I like especially about Donald Trump. When Trump came to power very early on, he waved his hand and he made a remark about the president of the Philippines, whose name is Duterte. Now, I think what Trump meant to say under the lines is he was saying Duterte is encouraging the police in the Philippines to carry out summary executions of drug dealers. And I think Trump is basically saying that if he had the power to do so, we would be executing drug dealers on the street, which I think is a very wonderful idea. I think uniformed police, when they catch somebody who's dealing drugs, they should be able to call the station and find out if the guy has previous arrests for drug dealing. And if he does, they put him on his knees and they blow his brains out. Because that's
okay,
the
and
only
Alan, way. Alan, let me just pause you just a moment there. Have any of your associates or friends commented that you have strong views? I'm just trying to react to your thought. Boy, do I love Donald Trump. And the I hope we have somebody that can step in to these enormous shoes of Donald Trump when he retires on after his reelection on November 3rd, 2020. So that would be somebody who comes in 2025, like January 20th of 2025. I hope we have somebody that can fill his shoes. And of course, he jokes about being, you know, being elected a third time and a fourth time and so on. He's having fun with the left and the media. But if I had a button here on my desk that I could press, making Donald Trump president, as this is not so outlandish an idea. The original Constitution did not limit the president to two terms, and Franklin Roosevelt was elected four times, almost within my lifetime. So that's not an outrage, certainly within the lifetime of my parents. So I hope they didn't vote for him. So that is President Trump for four terms. I think it's a very reasonable thought, and that would be president for life, more or less. I hope he lives to be 100 years old. Now, just going on to your further thoughts there, no, I don't think Donald Trump has ever – he is not in any way – you can't liken Donald Trump to Duterte of the Philippines. He's – Duterte is not a hero for any of us. And the Philippines are a mess. A country that's that much of a mess is going to have a leader who can handle a mess. That's all you can say about that. Donald Trump's heroes are our heroes, the great heroes of Western civilization. These are the people he loves and appreciates. So now give me a final, incredibly strong thought, Alan, and then we'll go to Gregory.
All right. We'll see if you like this one better. Now, my second idea is this COVID epidemic is costing us trillions of dollars. A long time ago, I was in a conversation with a Chinese gentleman, and he told me that the United States owes China so much money that the Chinese people have every plan to seize the state of California from us. Now, I think it's important to bring to light that this COVID epidemic is due to the negligence of the Chinese government and the negligence of the Chinese Medical Association, and we need to just refuse to pay our debt to them in order to recoup our losses.
Now, okay, and here's what the whole arena, everybody in this audience, Alan, everybody is banging his staff or sword on the wood plank floor of our assembly hall. They are all banging on the floor saying, "Hear, hear, 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 hip, hip, hooray, three cheers for Alan." We all agree, Alan. Absolutely. Absolutely. And I'll go further. Hard to go further than you, Alan. I'll say that every penny of a so-called of paper that China holds on us should be repudiated. Just tear the damn stuff up, A. B, every asset that China has within the borders of the United States or within the control of the United States, even outside our borders, should be confiscated immediately. Every Chinese citizen within the borders of the United States should be expelled immediately. and one reason I say that, just to show I'm not mean, folks, strong views, but not mean. You don't get inside the U.S. as a Chinese unless you have the approval and blessing of the Chinese Communist Party. Hey, that's all I need to know. Out you go. Back to your Chinese paradise. And most certainly, every engineering student, science student, chemistry student, mathematics student who's now parasitizing our universities and stealing us blind. Of course, they go. That's the first planes back are those students, followed by less important planes of Chinese. And by the way, Alan, do you know how many approved by the Communist Party Chinese science, math, and engineering student and medical students? Do you know how many there are in the U.S.?
Yes, I do.
What's your number?
Give or take, it's about 17 million, but that includes people from India who have all of our IT jobs. But you're right. Okay. Every math department is Chinese. Every hospital is Chinese. They've taken it all away from us, and they're basically telling us that our students are ignorant and they're stupid. They have schizophrenia. They have this problem. They have that problem.
Oh, they hate us. They look down their noses at us.
Okay,
you know,
so in
what?
Other words, I made it to second base tonight, and you're happy with the second idea. My extremism takes me to the point where I think Albert Einstein was a screwball. So I am pretty much, it's hard for me to find friends. When you make remarks like that Einstein was not a genius, you're looking for trouble. And I got a chip on my shoulder. So I'm going to hang up so you can get to your next caller. Alan. Thank you.
All right. Well, thanks, Alan. All right. And now let's go to our caller that we didn't get in last show, Gregory. It was very nice and gave up his slot. Gregory, are you there?
By golly, I made it this time. Sorry, I had to default last time, and I want to say hi to you, James, and everybody else in RBN land. I love the callers. I mean, they just make the show. There's just too much genius out there. But I've got a question for you, James.
Sure.
If you don't mind. Who was it that quoted... support your president in as much as he supports the Constitution.
Who said that? Okay, you stumped the chump. Who said it?
It was a... Theodore. Bully.
Theodore Roosevelt,
yes, indeed. And then he broke what he said when he did the National Preservation Act of all the forest and made them all national, took over 89% of Nevada and I don't know how much of California or all the other western states and turned them into national preserves, which wasn't too bad of a thing, really, if you look at who was buying
them
all.
Well, now I'll tell you this, Gregory. Vis-a-vis what you're saying, sorry to use the French there, the president of the United States, who was it? Oh, God, I read this tweet. The president retweeted it. He was retweeting somebody who said, the president he's brash, he's rude, he's abrupt. And it was some Hollywood guy. Was it James Woods? I think it was James Woods. And he said, but you know what? I love the guy because, and this answers your question about the Constitution, he loves America. He loves our Constitution. He loves us. And that's something that's really powerful.
I have a little bit of contention with that, but irrespective of all that, it matters really not. It was like, who was it said, I care not what type of government you have as long as I can create the currency.
Well, you know what? Well, okay, now...
Ma'am Shell Rothschild. And
yes, but you know what? But that was then...
Point.
Yeah, but hang on.
Excuse me?
Okay, go ahead for the third point, Gregory. Go ahead.
Third point being, it doesn't matter... I mean, we're living in the land of Babel right now. Inasmuch as instead of the Lord coming down and smiting everybody with different languages, we all use the same language, but the words have different meaning. It's like RBN lies to me, telling me that dollars and money are the currency that we're currently corrupted under.
Okay, so, Gregory?
That is blatant, in my mind, a full-blown bloody lie because,
Gregory, I'll tell you, I appreciate your thoughts. Hang on. Unfortunately, this is very abbreviated radio because of our 60-minute limit, but I appreciate your three thoughts, and your kind words at the beginning of your commentary are very appreciated. Let me share a tweet right now. That's really really a winner, folks. This is a wonderful. Ted Cruz, he tweeted, this is powerful in itself, but wait till you see where it goes. Ted Cruz tweets, wow, ongoing spying from an outgoing president of the United States on the incoming president, directed by Obama himself, is unprecedented in the 243 years of our nation's history. Wow. Wow, folks. Ted Cruz.
Well, you know, James.
Now, hang on, Greg, I don't want to come to you. No, Gregory, please, Gregory,
well,
Gregory.
You know,
Gregory, please, please. Engineer, please, SOS. Thank you, Gregory. I was trying to thank you. I'm going on to another topic. No, I don't need a commentary on what Ted Cruz just said, especially not a critique. That, them's powerful words, folks, from Senator Ted Cruz, who came within a gnat's eyelash of getting the presidential nomination in 2016 and would have been probably a pretty darn good president. And I think he'd be the first to say, but I wouldn't have been as great as Donald Trump. But then Donald Trump, who's retweeting that? It's Donald Trump. So, and then Donald Trump adds, so true. One of the phrases that he is immortalizing, so true. And then he gives it the name that he is, he's dubbed it Obamagate. And folks, that is the storm. That is the hurricane. That's the crossfire hurricane that the left is in. Obamagate. I mean, their heads are spinning, folks. It's all coming undone because some of the key documents are coming out. And thank God that this virus BS is lifting off of our shoulders just as these wonders are appearing. Because if the left could keep this virus thing going, they might be able to confuse the American public and put up enough of a smokescreen that nobody notices that they're slipping away behind a smokescreen. But the virus thing is lifting. So I think the American public is going to be able to refocus. They're going to get their prosperity back. They're going to have their prosperity back. And the Bjorn, did you want to say a few words to the audience? Excuse me, I was distracted. My 8-year-old is trying to bring my attention to something. What it is? Did you want
to use your mouth to see the time?
Oh, you want to see the time on the computer? Right, it's right there. 8:57. Okay, yeah, 3 more minutes. He wants to know when my show's going to be over. Anyway, I'll tell you what, we had fun here today, and that's a good one to end on, Ted Cruz's tweet. Let me see if I can find one more or something as we run out of time. But boy, am I feeling good about the, you know, the states are, life is returning, and fortunately, the demon rats, they're the ones who are owning the lockdown. So in those places where they're saying you can't get a haircut, you can't go swimming, you can't, oh, I love this one, you can't hold somebody else's tennis balls. Oh, that's the best one. It's against the law to hold somebody else's tennis balls. Ooh, I hope they run on that campaign platform. I'm not making it up, folks. Ask me about it in the next show. But don't hold on to anybody else's tennis balls. We'll see you tomorrow.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.